This passage speaks very directly about having victorious faith. Faith that is victorious in every situation. That doesn't mean that sometimes it loses and sometimes it wins. It means faith that is always victorious. Faith that always wins. So if you're like me, you want to say, how can I obtain that sort of faith? Faith that always wins no matter what, no matter what's going on, no matter the circumstances. Faith that is always strong and ready and that conquers and that is victorious. Well, this passage gives us some insight about that. And the first thing that it points out to us is the relationship that we have with God and how important that relationship is. Verse 1 and 2, everyone who loves a parent loves a child. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments. It's speaking about our relationship with God. And it's trying to tell us that it's not so much about the battle with faith. Do I have faith that's strong enough? Is my faith able to take all the slings and arrows of Satan? Is my faith able to conquer? It's not about the battles. Is my faith going to win this battle? It's about the relationship that we have with God, the relationship that we nurture with God each and every day, relationship that is a priority, a chief priority of the living out of our days, the chief priority of knowing that we're walking with God and that God is walking with us and that we love God and that God loves us and that God is the shepherding God who watches over us, that faith and trust. That trust, just like you would have for a very close friend, that friend that you know would always be there for you, no matter what. That friend that would drop everything to come to your rescue, to come to your need, to be there for you, to give you emotional support or backing in any way that they possibly could. That would give you all the resources they could, because that's what a really good friend does for you. So when we have that kind of relationship with God, when we realize God is closer to us than any person can ever be, then we begin to realize my faith in God is like my faith in a really great friend, a best friend, someone who's stronger than anyone else. And therefore, my faith is not a battle. It's not a battle of whether or not my faith will endure. It's simply a matter of our relationship with God. And then, of course, the scripture also points out to us that sin is the burden. Our relationship with God is freedom. As he says in verse 3, for the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. The commandments are not burdensome. We might come to God and think, I'm not worthy. I've not done as you would have me to do. I've not done as you've directed. I've not pleased you with every aspect of my life. And God, again, points to our relationship, points to the relationship that he has with us, not because we are righteous, but because we are made righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the sacrifice of Christ, we are made righteous. And so God allows us to understand the sins that we are carrying. Those are the burdens. Those are the things that tie us down and weigh us down. Those are the things that cause us pain and grief and dismay. Those are the things that would tend to conquer us. But loving God is freedom. Loving God is freedom from all of those things. Loving God is realizing no matter what, no matter if things turn out just the way I want them to or not, no matter what, God is there with me. God is my shepherding God. God is walking with me. God is preparing tomorrow. God is already in my tomorrows. God is freedom from all the worries and all the pains and all the matters that cause us great dismal moments. God is freedom from all of that. We have victorious faith. We realize that God is greater than any of my burdens, and most of my burdens are my sins. And God has said, you're free from those chains. You're free from those things that hold you back. You're free from all of that. And then, of course, it says, victorious faith conquers. victorious faith conquers the world. You think, well, that sort of means to take control of all things. Victorious faith takes control of every aspect of life, and it is what conquers. It indeed helps us to be victorious. But I view it a different way. I like the image of one who conquers the mountain. You don't destroy the mountain. The mountain's still there. But you have ascended the mountain. You have not let the mountain stop you. You've gone to the top of that mountain. You've walked the difficult path to get you to the top of the mountain. And here you are on top of the mountain. And in effect, we could say you have conquered that mountain. I believe that is the image of victorious faith. That the mountain is there, the mountain is still there, the mountain will be there for someone else who's coming on behind us. The mountain was there for those who were before us. But that God, through victorious faith, allows us to climb that mountain, to be on top of it, to realize through victorious faith, through my relationship with God, through understanding that the sins were the burdens and God is freedom, through all of those things, I've conquered this mountain. I've conquered. I've established myself on top of that mountain, and I'm ready to continue to walk, and I'm ready to continue to go and to walk up another mountain, whatever mountain it may be, because we possess that victorious faith. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Japanese knotweed. I'd not heard of it till recently. Japanese knotweed. If you mention it to someone who's a botanist or someone who's a gardener or something like that, they would go, oh, no, not Japanese knotweed. Some countries have banned it because it's seen as an invasive species. It's very tough to get rid of. And you go, well, you know, weeds, whatever. This weed is different. If it runs into an obstacle, it finds a weak point, it finds a way of opening, and it goes into that. And once it gets its roots in there, the roots have these little knots that form that push things open. And then when it pushes open, it goes deeper and it pushes open and it does this. And so it's been known to cause great damage to dams and things like that and buildings, because if it gets started at the base, it can go into the foundation and keep pushing and growing these knots, and the knots crack and get bigger, and the bigger it gets, the bigger the Japanese knotweed gets, and soon it's filled every available space, and it's making more space, and soon the building has a cracked foundation and is devastated. In Great Britain, it's outlawed, and if you have any on your property, you can't even sell your property. They view it as that serious. And it is a devastating thing. It's not something we would want, but if you flip it on the other side, you can realize that's an example of victorious faith. Not the devastation, but the fact that God allows us, God encourages us to have a faith that goes into every part of our life and that keeps growing. It might start out small, might start out just as a seedling, but those roots are there and those roots are pushing into every part of our life. And as it grows, it makes space for itself. And as it grows, it continues to do that. And as it grows, it fights against that mountain, maybe, of doubt or that mountain of sin that we have or whatever we built in our lives to be this great obstacle between us and having a fervent, dynamic faith and relationship with God. And it works against those things, and faith slowly makes itself known and slowly makes a difference. Victorious faith, the gift that God gives us, the gift that God gives us so that we can grow in the faith each and every day, and the faith that gives us the ability to change things in our world, to bring the good news into the world, to bring the joy of serving the Lord, the joy of knowing God, the joy of being the church together. Let us pray.